Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are. This is BBS Radio, the show, the Winfrey Monday Night Show. And we're coming live, Gwen and Terry from... No.
Everybody's just
drifting around us. We are on Colorado to do a show for Pendant in Denver, Colorado. Trip. Playing. Hi.
Hi, Terry.
On the line.
This is Roger in Austin.
City.
That's Chris in Memphis.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
I was Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Terry. Hi, Wynn. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Robin Ronnie
Dallas.
From Glendora.
Hi.
It's Marilyn in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Good evening, Shirley. Cleo from Connecticut.
Good evening.
Hi, Shirley. This is Marilyn.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hi.
Terry? Is that Terry?
She was there a minute ago.
This is Terry.
When?
Hello?
Hey,
hi.
Good evening. Welcome to the call, everyone.
Has anybody in this call ever done the Eric Moss, Eric Pearl reconnection thing?
No.
I'm not sure.
Okay. You probably know if you've done it, I suppose.
All right. Well, I just heard another caller come in. Would you like to say your name and location?
Sure.
Hi, Lisa.
New Mexico.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear who it was.
Felipe, Long Beach, California.
Oh. Hi, Felipe. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Morgan in California.
Hi, Morgan. Welcome to the call, sweetie. Everybody couldn't get in till almost 7 o'clock. It wasn't unlocked. So,
So
I come in, and I know other people were here before me, but sorry about that. It was something I could do.
Well, this is my first try. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you, sweetie. Would anybody else like to say their name and location?
Yeah, New Mexico, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden. Welcome to the call tonight.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, sweetie. I've been running around with my head cut off. Tomorrow's my birthday, and everybody's going nuts calling me today.
Yippee.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, sweetie.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I
happy birthday.
Thank you. Heise was trying to talk me into being 39 instead of 59, and I still feel like 59 today.
Okay, tomorrow you get to be 29 then, just for that.
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it? That would be good.
Do you know something? I had no idea what they were talking about when they said, youth is wasted on the young, you know?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I hear you.
I appreciate every day now.
Well, you know, when I came down with cancer 11 years ago, everybody used to walk around me going, I hate Mondays. And I'd say, you won't hate them when you find out you only have a few of them left.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so even 11 years later now, I still love Mondays. And I make sure I see the sun come up and the sun go down every day.
Well, good for you.
I used to
live near the ocean, and I got a beautiful view of all that, and I never appreciated any of it.
Well, you should, honey.
Yeah. Oh,
good evening, and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Now you're supposed to sing, but only if you want to.
That's true. Is there anyone else who'd like to say their name and location?
Robin Ronnie from Glendora, California.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. I'm always glad to hear your voice.
Love to hear your voice, too.
Well, thanks, sweetie.
Where's Heiss? Is he off at a sports game with his children? Or?
No, he was running late home from work, and he called me about an hour or so ago because he knew he couldn't get to the home to the computer to open the to be opening for the phone lines.
Oh, how kind he is, huh?
Yeah, I'm more or less backup.
Yeah, but that's all right.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind.
Thank you for doing it.
Oh,
yeah, well, thank you for doing it. That's right, yeah.
Donna, do you know how to run the console?
No, I don't have a console. I don't even have a computer.
No, she doesn't have a computer. When I was running late, and so he couldn't get to a computer.
Yeah.
He was running late coming home.
Yeah, he was. He was on the road. I could barely hear him on his cell phone.
Hi, Teresita.
Hi. Terry, Heiss was telling me the line was supposed to open up at 6:45, but it never did.
What line was supposed to open up?
A conference call line. I've been trying to get on the conference call since 6:30, and I finally got through at 7:01.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to automatically open at 9:45, but it didn't do it tonight.
Don, have you taken a course from Eric Pearl?
I'm sorry?
No, I have not. But I was reading, I read his book, and I was looking at some of his stuff online, and it certainly sounds interesting.
Okay, he's good.
Yeah, he's been a coast to coast. That's where I heard about him, like just about everything.
Oh, yeah, he's very good.
Yep. Did you ever do his course
or anything? I've met him.
Oh, really?
A seminar.
Oh, you did one? Oh.
He was one of the there.
Yeah, but you didn't actually take the training thing or whatever that is, the seminar? Or?
He had some of his students there, but I didn't take it, but he's supposed to be very, very good.
Mm-hmm. On my to-do list.
He's in California, isn't he?
Probably.
The actual Tonio lines and some of the stuff he reports of doing didn't come through him. It came through a lady named Marcia Craven, who is actually the Divine Matrix connection, and she was a channel with J.J. Hertak when all this came through Metatron. And so this other stuff's just a bunch of New Age gobbledygook, you know. And a bunch of convoluted reflective energy that isn't even from the actual source. So that's the lowdown on that, and I've been around that situation since day one.
Could you restate that in a more understandable form?
That's not what Eric Pearl does anyway. I don't think Eric Pearl isn't channeling anything.
We're talking about putting out axial lines that are not the actual lines.
Excuse Excuse me. We had another caller come in. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yes, this is Suzanne in Columbus.
Hi, Suzanne. Welcome to the call this evening.
Oh, hi. Who's this?
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Welcome to our call.
Thank you.
Why are Wynn and Terry going to Denver again?
I think he's at a pendulum. Sell pendulums at a show.
Oh.
I believe.
Do you mean that's where they are now?
On their way, on the road.
Did anyone get an email about what the discussion is tonight?
Yeah.
No.
They're going to do a replay, actually.
Are they really?
With something with Terry and Daphne.
Okay.
Should be interesting.
Well, I hope they show up soon to do it.
What does anybody know about the best kind of water to drink with all these, there's these microcluster machines and all this stuff? Has anybody checked out that at all?
I haven't.
Nada. No.
Looks like everybody says their thing's the best, of course.
Oh, yeah.
The water isn't bad everywhere. It's just certain areas that really have very bad polluted water.
Yeah, I mean, it's all sort of different everywhere. If you're getting if you have tap water, like from a big city or something, I've heard it's got all sorts of chemicals in it, and they put fluoride in it, and a lot of excreted pharmaceutical drugs go in there. And
right.
So I've been drinking distilled water.
Just as a backup on that, my teenage daughter took a summer course last year, and they did testing on the water supply in Boston. And there was 800 things in the water that they could not identify. That's in addition to probably the 1,000 things that they knew were in there.
Yeah.
I'm
but
telling
they add
you.
To it. Like they actually add fluoride and chlorine, supposedly to kill bacteria. There's other ways you could do that, ultraviolet and stuff, that aren't toxic. So I've been drinking distilled water for a long time, but I know a lot of water people say distilled water has got problems too.
Yeah, I know,
I put
but it's more like the water that God put here on the planet than
yeah.
anything else.
Mm. Yeah, if you get really good.
I get the
water.
Alkaline water.
Yeah, what kind of, how do you get yours?
I get it from Whole Foods. They have, you know, different brands, and then they have it where you just get a container and fill it up there.
What's the water before? How do they make it? I mean, do you know how they make it?
Some kind of oxidizing thing, you know, make the pH really high. And
there's
yeah.
a lot of ways to do that. I mean, I just drink distilled water.
Oh.
I put a little bit of Himalayan salt in it, pink salt to replace the minerals, and I add a little bit of baking soda to make it alkaline, but I have no idea how good it is or anything for me.
Yeah, I usually only use, if I don't drink that, I only drink spring water.
Yeah, I've heard really good.
Spring water.
If you can get a good spring, yeah, it's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, I've looked it up, and preferably in bottles, you know.
Yeah, there's a guy in Coast to Coast, like most stuff I hear, he's talking about spring water. I think if you go online, I don't know the website, but Googled around, you probably find it. He tells where a spring is near you that has good water, supposedly you get for free, I think, usually.
Yeah.
I don't know the site. You'd have to find
it. I live in Memphis, and we go to hot springs every once in a while. We've gotten the water actually that comes out of the ground from hot springs.
Yeah, there's a lot down there.
Arkansas?
Down there.
That's, you know, they used to use it as healing. They used to bathe. They still have the baths there. They bathe in it. It's supposed to be healing waters.
Right.
It just comes out of the ground. You bring jugs and fill it up. It's warm. It's hot.
Yeah, they had all the spas down there. I'd probably still do. A lot of spas.
Yeah.
You can go soaking.
I do.
There's some good water filters you can buy also, some that take out about 99% of the chemicals and all the junk in the water.
Yeah.
And it's
fluoride's supposed to be a tough one. That's the one I'm most interested in getting out. And I just saw the other day online, there was like an ad. Somebody said they had one of those pitcher kind, and they said it took out fluoride, but I forgot to click on it, so I have to go around and look for it again. I don't know what brand it is.
I have one. It's an under-the-counter, though. You have to order it from the Internet.
Is it on your? Is it tapped into your line, your water line?
Yeah. It filters every 6 months, but supposed to take out 99% of all of. It's called Aquasana.
Does it take out fluoride?
It takes out just about everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell
by
tasting.
It doesn't mean fluoride necessarily, though. You have to know specifically if it does that or not. People sell these machines, and you run your tap water into the machine, and it uses, I don't know, electromagnetism or something. It's supposed to divide your water into two types. One is alkaline, and one is, like, acidic. And you could drink the alkaline, and then the acidic is supposed to be good for, like, cleaning and stuff. I don't have any personal experience with any of it. Yeah, I don't have any personal experience with that stuff.
Excuse me for 1 second, Downs. Is Terry and Wynn, are they expected to show up?
They were here.
They were?
Yeah, they were on earlier for a second.
Oh.
They're on the road, though, so I don't know what they're doing now.
I think so. What the...
I wonder
if they're listening.
Yeah, it's getting kind of late.
Yes.
I don't mind. I got all night, but I just don't know if they're planning on...
I don't even know if we're hooked up to the radio.
Yeah, that too. Yeah,
we are.
Okay. If I wasn't, I couldn't get in. Oh.
Back on the water thing, there's another guest on Coast to Coast named Robert Pilar. He's an architect, lives in New Mexico. He does these, I forget the name of these houses, he builds these environmentally beneficial houses. And they had some kind of a water treatment thing. It was kind of like egg-shaped. It was supposed to be a good shape. And then I think it somehow created a vortex, you know, a physical vortex in the water. And I think it was supposed to make like microclusters and things. Sounded interesting. So there's a lot of different people doing things out there. That's why I was wondering if I could... How do you find out which is the best one? There's so much out there.
Research it on the Internet.
Yeah, but that's the problem. I mean, everything's on the Internet. There's so much information. You can't, if somebody's trying to sell you something, they're naturally going to tell you that their thing's the best, so you need somebody who's kind of objective.
I wonder if there's anything for Consumer Reports on that.
Yeah, Consumer Reports is very establishmentarian. I wouldn't take their word for much of anything.
Dr. Mercola is pretty good to.
I heard his name.
To listen to on when you don't know who to trust on there. Mm-hmm. I don't think he gets kickbacks or anything like that. It just he has studies to back him up.
There's good people out there.
I use the Glacier Ice. Go to the machines.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's reverse osmosis, a lot of filters. I think they even have an ozonator light.
You can get actual glacier water from some places. That's supposed to be good because it predates human industrial activity, so it shouldn't be any
good evening. Good evening. The call. Would you like to say your name and location? Only if you want to call.
Yeah. There you go.
Not much of a call so far. Mostly me asking questions.
Water information call. Yeah.
Does anybody believe in crystals?
What?
So there's nothing wrong with you asking questions.
That's how we learn.
Yep.
I just listened to a woman who said that who went to Japan after
Excuse me. Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
No.
Okay.
What were you saying about Japan?
That's Wynn.
Don, that's Wynn.
Oh, okay.
Fukushima.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, Wynn. How are you? Never mind.
Hi, Wynn. We've missed you.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello?
I'm here, Wynn.
Hi.
Me too.
You and I am at Starbucks. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well. Can't dance.
It's gonna run a little over. And I don't remember. I didn't monitor this call, so I don't remember what happened. Okay, so probably Daphne and I were fighting or something. Who knows what? You know. in any case, Daphne, if you're listening, I didn't mean it. And hang on a second. Hang on. Let me see here. So I'm going to just let it run out, and if I can, I'll come on at the end, okay? But we're going to be driving, and it's a 57-minute session, and I think it's going to be interesting with Terry, Daphne, and Carla. And I'm sure, in case you all don't know who Daphne is, Daphne is the woman, the famous story of the ride to Portland, and does anybody want to talk to me? Okay. And then she would get extremely negatively attacked, and it was very hard. She tried to do it, and she withdrew, and she tried and withdrew, and we have a lot of gratefulness to her, because if she didn't do what she did, we wouldn't be doing this now. And she's made a huge contribution, I believe, to the planet, although she doesn't realize that she did that. So here we go. I'm going to do this. I'm going to mute everybody. If I can't get to the place to end the call, you hear all the Starbucks going, they're just, Donna, you can just hang in and say goodbye to everybody at the end, okay? And here we go.
We started the recorder.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Going through.
Wait a second. This is the All in the Family part of the show. And
with a twist.
We're reminiscing about Boulder City. And you know what? This is a night that we're going to let out steam. We all have been working hard. We've been working hard, and you've been working hard. Why have you been working hard? Because, you know, once you start, some of you are learning that if you keep coming onto these calls, and if you're a first-timer, you're not going to understand this. But talking to the Elohim and talking to these celestials and having all these high conversations has a wonderful aspect to it in terms of wisdom, guidance, feeling energies on the line, and love. And then you find out that you're going through your dark night of the soul and all your stuff is coming up. And you know what? All of you who keep coming on these calls, I know you've been processing stuff. So this is a call to let out steam. Carla, are you on the line?
I am, Wynn. Hey.
Hey. You know that quality of dark nights of the soul and letting out steam?
Oh, yeah. And it's true, you know, especially these days with the shift and everything being so much clearer now, if you want it to be. It's you get as much as you want to process, just as fast as you want to process it.
That's right. What does it mean to process? It means that when you really start working on yourself, you start to release patterns. And, you know, some people think that you just magically step into enlightenment or something. And it's not my, Maybe that happens for some people, but not for me, not for most of the people I observe. When you really start, how can you say it, making a commitment to your own evolution, all those things you've been... Harry, are you eating peanut butter again?
I just muted her. Hold on.
Wait a second. Now she's talking. Unmute her. I hear
her. Okay, you're unmuted, Terry.
Terry, what were you saying?
I thought you were saying something.
No, no, but, well, she was muted, but I heard her in the other room.
Oh.
And now she's still muted. She's still
unmute, girl.
Carla, did Nick get on the line?
No, he said he's going to have to pass it up. He's got something else to do. He thanked you for the offer.
All right.
Because you see, he's working. he's not ready to release yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Terry, we can't hear you. I think you're muted on your phone now. Hello, Terry.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Now we hear you, yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, I forgot that I was unmuted.
Oh, well, you're going to need to go for a refresher course.
But, Vin, do we need to go back to Boulder City, Nevada, where we started?
Daphne and I were talking about our adventures in Boulder City, Nevada. And, okay, I'll tell you guys, when you talk about processing, I don't usually talk about this for myself, but I'll tell you this, like, some of the stuff that has happened. Because we had to pay a lot of dues. Carla, I know, has paid a lot of dues to be able to stand and hold this energy in this realm, because there are negative energies out there that don't want this to occur, and they test you. So, like, my last memory, I'll tell you how we ended up in Boulder City. And then, Daphne, are you ready to sing a song?
I was just thinking, there's a song in this.
Am I ready to sing a song? Now, this is the first I've heard of this, Wynn. What kind of song
Well, I don't know. I want you to express your artistry. I'm going to have Carla sing a song. I know if she wants. I'm not going to force anybody to do
anything. Well, I'd rather I'll play the keyboard or something. I don't know.
Well, get your keyboard ready. We'll let you play something for everybody. Okay.
Okay. Maybe.
And Carla, I know you have a song in you, right?
I've got 14 or 34.
I have a song in me.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've been encouraging people. This is a call where there'll be some time where people can call in, share stuff, ask questions. But we're keeping it kind of light. And, but I'm not going to turn it down. If you come up, we're not channeling, so don't ask a really heavy question. Mm-hmm. Keep it light. But just to give you an idea of processing, some of you guys think you've got it bad, okay? Well, let's just give you an idea of one of the things I had to go through is I had given a talk in Las Vegas at something called... Noetic Sciences. And Daphne was with me. We actually did a live channeling there. And then we stayed in Las Vegas for a few days. And I have this really neat hotel that I happen to like in Las Vegas that is not one of the big ones. It's probably the oldest hotel in Las Vegas. It's downtown. And it overlooks a plaza with total glowing neon lights. If you look out your window, it's a blaze of neon light stuff. And Daphne was there, and she was totally freaking out. And we did a session.
Oh, no. No, it was the old San Francisco Hotel. It was in the old part of Las Vegas, and actually, I liked it very much. But the quote, freak out, as Wynn refers to, was, I mean, the entire city of Las Vegas is entrenched in what is called the negative reversal money grids. And so this is back in 2008, and I wasn't aware of this at the time, but just being in Las Vegas was making me incredibly sick. I mean, nauseous. I mean, like passing out. I mean, I didn't understand what was happening. I just knew that we'd be walking through these casinos, and, you know, people are smoking and drinking. And I'm not making any judgments about this stuff. I mean, people do what they do. But the thing about smoking, drinking, gambling, all of that stuff, it literally takes your holographic form and diminishes the vibration of it by octaves. I mean, it solidifies you into very, very rigidly controlled forms that, from the research that I've done in the subsequent years, and David Wilcock also will, his research supports this as well as many others, Lisa Renee. These are very, very low-level thought forms that are controlled by the negative elite, and they harness the life force. It's called a Vesica Pisces system, and it's an entrapment of the organic matrix. And basically, your life force, your life source, ends up getting sucked like a vacuum cleaner when you get into places like this, unless you are extremely vigilant. And so, of course, I didn't know about this 5 years ago. I just knew that when I was in places, you know, where people were drinking, smoking, you know, sexual promiscuity, prostitution is legal in Nevada. Again, no judgments. But, you know, you've got things running rampant in terms of, like, collapsing the human potential. And it was an education, just put it that way. It was a huge...
I wanted to say one thing, what Daphne was talking about and entrapment and stuff. One image will get it for you, right? So we're in someplace in Nevada. And now, personally, I surf on it. I don't get into it. I surf on it. I like the music. I like when you come into the casino and it goes ding a ding a ding a ding a ding a ding a ding. You know, all different keys. You know, so it's a cacophony. It's tone clusters. But there's something about it that, for some reason, it reminds me of a circus or something. And I stay above anything that's energetically icky, and I just enjoy the music. But at any rate, this is Carla, by the way. And here's the image. I was going through the casino on my way to have a bite to eat. Great thing about Nevada is they want you to gamble, so stuff to eat tends to be cheap. So you can eat a lot for a little, and that's really nice, and it's usually pretty good food. So we were on our way to do that, and I had to look twice, man, because here was this lady. She was in the hospital garment, if you could call it that, with an IV pole and an IV in her arm, hanging onto the pole. And she was working the slot with the other. And she had this huge thing of, I think it was quarters. And she just was one time after another, you know, over. And when I came back from eating, she was right there. I have no idea, you know, when she would actually leave the floor, I suppose only from necessity. To refresh herself or to get a new IV. So that's what Daphne's talking about. Yeah, right. So that's what Daphne's talking about. I mean, it's just like there's no mind left. You are a living, breathing vehicle, but the addiction has taken you over. It's just addiction is living your life for you, so you have no life. The life is gone. And that's a shame, you know, if you don't live your own life.
You know, Terry's got a different approach to casinos. because you put Terry in a casino, and she starts walking around and standing in front of all the slot machines and say, now, which one is the right one?
Oh, do you? And yeah. How are you at that, Terry?
Well, you know, it's almost none of them that are the right one, and so I was walking through the casino, and there was just like acres of slot machines, and there was another fellow that I was walking with, and he went way ahead of me, and I stopped at this one, and I said, this is it, this is the one, it's got all these good feelings of that it's going to give a lot of money, and I didn't have any money or anything to play the slots with. I had some dollar bills in my purse, and I stood there for a minute, and I thought, well, I'll never find it again, and my friend was disappearing in the distance, mm-hmm. and so I just gave up, and I almost never play the slot machines, and when I played in the past, it's like then just maybe a quarter, I'd win 75 cents, and then I'd stop.
Yeah.
But I just have this ability, like, to surf the energies and to not get into them and to just focus on whatever energies that I'm interested in. So that's my take on it.
You know, I want to say, if anyone's listening to us for the first time tonight, and they expected to hear voices from other dimensions, they're here, but you have to listen in between the cracks. But we do these Monday nights, and we have extraordinary calls, and we have extraordinary history of calls. In fact, it's probably because we put up the history. Both Carla and I have huge amounts of stuff on our websites, and that I urge you to go to the spiritchannel.net or llresearch.org. There's thousands of things up there for free on all kinds of different topics. And on many of them, there's extraordinary energy that comes through. So tonight, we've been doing this for years now. And so this is our fun break where we let our hair hang down. And you realize that just because we do this extraordinary stuff, there's like humans. You know, talking about gambling, when I was first with Daphne, and in the first 6 months, and we were in this crazy situation where we didn't have any money, and they had predicted a newspaper headline in advance. So at the very beginning, I said, how do I know Daphne's not crazy? Can you guys predict a newspaper headline? And they said, watch for this headline in 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks later, there was the headline. If you read the Creator God book, you read the story, and you know what the headline is. But a couple of months later, we were sitting there trying to make money, figuring out how. I'm saying, I think this is really important. How do I make this work? And that's when we had our famous drive to Portland, where I said, does anybody want to talk to me? And suddenly, boom, that was the first time there was any channeling. And once there was there was this ongoing conversations, I asked them, I said, why don't you guys help me with the horse races? I figured they predicted a newspaper headline, what was possible. And they said it would send you back into patterns of previous lifetimes, which wouldn't be advantageous for your highest role this lifetime. So that was that. Mm-hmm. Now, let me see. Is Ariel there? Ariel, press *6. Let's see if she shows up. Ariel? Ariel, you said you were going to talk.
Okay. Yes.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
You are? Now, I'm having Ariel say hello because Ariel, can I talk about you, Ariel? Is it okay?
Yes.
Ariel is one of those beings that I am sure has come in from a very high dimension and that has a really hard time grounding in this realm. And I met her a few years ago in Sedona, and in some ways, she reminded me of me when I was younger.